In just a minute, we'll ask our panelists, now that measles is making a comeback, what's the next old-timey thing to come back and hit it big? But first, let me tell you all that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, providing real estate advisory services and other resources to businesses interested in starting, relocating, and expanding in Fairfax County. Details at powerofideas.org. Lumosity, offering a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving with brain games to calculate baseline scores and build a personalized brain training program. Performance can be compared to global averages. Learn more at lumosity.com. Lumber Liquidators, offering a variety of sustainably harvested flooring, including pre-finished and stained exotic and domestic hardwood, bamboo, and cork. Learn more at lumberliquidators.com or 1-800-HARDWOOD. And Arizona State University, with more than 70 campus degrees to choose from, offered 100% online with 6 start dates a year. Learn more at online.asu.edu. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord, Philip Kotika writes our limericks, our house manager is Don Hall, our assistant house manager is Tyler Green, our intern is Genetic Testing Harris Courts, our web guru is Beth Novi. Special thanks to John Zajac and Les Dolarchik and Chase Bank. BJ Liederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Eva Waltrover and Miles Dornbos. Technical direction is from Lorna White. Our CFO is Ann Nien. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Mr. Ian Chillag. And the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mr. Michael Danforth. Now, panel, what will be the next old-timey antique to come roaring back? Maz Jobrani.
Another old-timey disease-infested thing making a comeback will be Paris Hilton.
Russ Aslan.
Leeches. Are your humors out of balance? Get your black and yellow bile back to their proper proportion with leeches.
And Paula Poundstone.
House calls. Doctors are going to make house calls because they don't want to be in their offices or in hospitals because there are too many sick people.
Well, listen, if that happens, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Paula Poundstone, Maz Jobrani, and Ressa Aslan. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We will see you next week. This is NPR.